As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, Dr. Hanna, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing good this morning.
Good.
Thanks for calling.
Jim's, how is life in Rossville these days?
Busy.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. Just trying to get everything going. So, getting ready to start a new school year, getting ready for, in a week, to graduate last year's class. A little delayed, but hopefully that'll go off well, and we'll go from there.
Your thoughts on the meeting the county schools had with the health department on last Friday?
Very good meeting. All of those meetings have been very worthwhile. I reached out to Rodney Juan yesterday on our plans. He's got a couple recommendations from Dr. Tharp. So once I get his notes back, we'll make those adjustments and we'll move forward. So, and I was listening to your conversation. People say I look better with a mask. I don't know what they mean.
I didn't say a word.
You know, Ken and I were talking. Sometimes it's hard to recognize who's under
that mask. I don't
recognize
people. Right. I get right up to them and say, I'm not hearing their voice. Okay, now I know who you are.
Right.
People you wave at me in the parking lot, I go, I have no idea who the heck you are. And I'm like, okay. So where are you guys, are you happy with the plan you got? And if you're not, where are you going to go with it?
Well, I think the thing to make sure everyone's aware that it's a work in progress, that things may change as the year, month, week, day goes on. It seems like there's new information out all the time. We're moving forward with what we think as a county, and it's hopefully supported by the county, is the best plan to move forward. And I know there's some apprehension. There's some things that we need to do that are out of the norm, and I don't want to call it a new norm, because if it's a new norm, it's going to be a new norm tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be the way it is for a while, and we'll work through that like we always have, and we'll continue to work as time goes on in the best interest of kids.
You know, and the thing is, you got to be flexible with this, because this is a very fluid situation. It just, as you said, changes constantly.
Right, it is, and that's the thing that's concerning, and everybody wants an answer right now, and I can give you an answer, but it's probably not going to be the right one, but it's going to be the answer for that moment. And so we continue to look for the best options as we move forward, and the concern, you know, I think there's a concern on a daily basis of just how we interact with folks and what else is out there, and you see the other states where it's picked back up, and by all means, we don't want that. So,
yeah, I was going to say, how much concern is there the fact that the spikes are coming back, plus now you're getting down to a very young age group, one that you're going to have to deal with somewhat?
Well, and that's a concern. I think that's why we're trying to take the precautions of, in large areas, that we're expecting folks to mask up on the bus, in the hallways. We are looking at adjusting our schedule to facilitate that. For example, parent-teacher conference, I don't believe will be face-to-face this year, just on rare occasions. So we're looking at those type of meetings and other assembly-type meetings to really not to take place or take place in a different venue. I think it's important, and we've gone that way. I think that communication as far as being able to reach out to teachers and teachers reach out to parents, I think that's there with all the technology that's out there. But sometimes part of that becomes unrealistic in that folks expect an immediate response, and that's not going to always happen.
Now, are you going to have masks available for your kids when they get in there?
We're asking parents to provide their mask because the bottom line is they need to find one that's most comfortable for them and works best for them. We will have some mask available. Matter of fact, we received this morning through Darrell Sanders, the EMA, through the governor's, the partial delivery of the governor's portions of masks that they're providing to schools. So that came today for not only Rossville but the other county schools, and we'll distribute them out here first part of next week. So those will be in hand once school rolls out. But it's important for parents to come up with a face covering for their child that works for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried several, and the N95 I haven't tried, but it's, you know, that's not appropriate during the day, all day for either a parent or a child.
Right.
So look at a face mask that really works best for you.
Okay. Anything else you want to bring up before we let you go?
I think, Kenny, we sent out and provided a copy to you, kind of our moving forward packet or plan. Each corporation is working to fine-tune it for their district. There will be some differences in districts, but overall, we're kind of all on the same page, and I think we're on the same page with the county, too. So
yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
And I thought the plan that you guys had out there was very, very comprehensive and very good. I thought it was excellent, considering this is new and where we are.
Thank you, Ken. What I'll do is I'll put the Ken Hartman stamp of approval on
it. I hate to think what that thing may look like. No, I'm
yeah, be careful with that, Jim.
I know. He has a radio face, just like I have a mouth face. So, hey.
Okay. Jim, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time, and stay safe up there.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Take care.